예탓 주 기나
카파사
바바타 우팔랍탐 차르툼 타파 아르나시 마야 사하 미트라 마이함 켐바 프리시드티 사
Chartum tapor
Sivaya Saha Mitra Maitram Kevimbaka Sivirati Sahai Baba Bhava Nome Rupam Beauty Tapatana.
Best of the sages, performing austerity.
Tapaha charatam,
of persons engaged in executing austerities and penances.
Tapaha gnam,
which dismantles the austerities.
He
certainly.
Etat,
this.
Tu,
indeed.
Kena,
by what?
Tapasa,
austerity.
Pavata,
by you.
Upalaktam,
achieved.
Chartum,
to
execute.
Tapaha,
austerity.
Arnasi,
you walked.
Maya,
Saha,
with me.
Mitra,
like your friend.
Mayam,
unto me.
Kimba,
or maybe.
Prasidati,
is pleased.
Saha,
he.
Vai,
certainly.
Pava,
Pavanaha,
the creator of this universe.
May,
with me.
O best among those performing austerities, where did you get this wonderful beauty that dismantles the austerities performed by others? Where have you learned this art? What austerity have you undergone to achieve this beauty, my dear friends? I desire that you join me to perform austerity and penance. For it may be that the Creator of the universe, Lord Brahma, being pleased with me, has sent you to become my wife. Agnitra appreciated the wonderful beauty of Purvachitti. Indeed, he was surprised to see such exceptional beauty, which must have been the result of past austerities and penances. He therefore asked the girl whether she had achieved such beauty just to break the penances and austerities of others. He thought that Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, might have been pleased with him and might therefore have sent her to become his wife. He requested Purvachitti to become his wife so that together they could perform austerities and penances in family life. In other words, a suitable wife helps her husband perform penances and austerities in household life, if both of them are on the same elevated platform of spiritual understanding. Without spiritual understanding, husband and wife cannot be equally situated. Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, is interested in good progeny. Therefore, unless he is pleased, one cannot get a suitable wife. In fact, Lord Brahma is worshipped in marriage ceremonies. In India, even today, wedding invitations are still issued with a picture of Lord Brahma on the face of the card. Om Jnana Tasya Jnana Shalakaya Chakshur Nilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Sati Shapadam Tikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Chutatva Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sadrashatam Sahagana Ganatam Pitam Sam Sajivam Sadvetam Sadhutam Pradishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Radhika Sri Vishakham Pitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhau Dina Bandhau Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Tanta Radha Tanta Mostude Taptakam Shanagaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Prasadhanu Sute Devi Pranamam Nihoni Priye Vanchako Kutagurkyascha Kripasindho Yaevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rupam Tapodanam, Tapaschalatam Tapodanam, Yetat Tukena Tapasa Bhavatokamakam. Chartum to Bordasi Maya Sahamitra Maitram Kimba Prasidati Sabai Bhavapada Narhe. Maharaj Ragnitra is continuing to speak to Rupajiti, praising her beauty. He says, what austerities must you have performed to have achieved such beauty? Because if someone is very beautiful, if someone is learned, if someone is wealthy, if someone has other credits in material life, it's considered to be due to past austerities. The pious activities. Janmaishvarya Shruta Srivir. The high birth, wealth, learning, beauty, all come as a result of pious activities, and especially by austerity. Even in this life, one makes advancement by austerity. The student undergoes the trouble of studying and studying and makes advancement in education. The athletes undergo the austerity of training and training and training and training. And they sometimes restrict their diet, restrict their activities, so that they can advance in competitive sports. Even sometimes the women will restrict their eating very seriously so that they can appear to be thin and beautiful. And then once they're married, then they'll eat, but so they're married until they catch some man, they'll restrict their eating. Anyway, in this life, one undergoes some trouble. The scientists also, to make some discovery, they're working hard, working hard, working hard. Or to make money, the businessmen are undergoing austerity. Lord Brahma created the universe by the power of austerity. The austerity is very powerful. Brahmacharyas become powerful by austerity. The sages become powerful by austerity. So the king said to the girl, "What marvelous austerities must you have performed to have been endowed with such a beautiful form?" Rupam tapodana tapascharatam tapognam. You must have performed austerities, surpassingly great austerities, because your beauty is so great that it dismantles the austerities of others. It can be taken two ways. One is that your beauty excels everyone else's. They may have performed austerities, but you performed greater austerities. Or, sages perform austerities to become free from material attraction, to become free from attraction to material existence, to become free from attraction to woman, attraction to sex. But your beauty is so great that you attract none. There's a line in American folk music that about some place where the women are so beautiful that they make the preacher put the good book down. So he's essentially saying that to her, that you're so beautiful as a result of your whatever austerities you must have performed, that even a person who's dedicated to spiritual life, who's undergone austerities, would still be attracted to beauty like yours. That's the statement. So, then he says, all right, you're a person who is dedicated to austerities. Chartum tapurhasi maya sahamitra mayam. So, why don't we perform austerities together? That's the proposal. You must like austerity because you must have performed tremendous austerity. So let's perform austerity together. Because he's attracted. So the... Just like in student life, the boy is attracted to the girl, and he says, "Why don't we study together? Why don't we study together?" So of course the interest is not in study, the interest is in the girl. But he says, maybe I could help you in your studies. Or he asks her, "But you seem to have understood this very well. Maybe you could help me in my study." So the king is saying, why don't we perform austerities together? Because Kimba Prasidati Savai Bhava Bhavano Me. It may be that the Lord of the universe, Lord Brahma, has sent you to become my wife. that conjecture, that guess. Kimba proceeded, he survived, Prabhupada. He must have sent you to be with me, to become my wife. And Prabhupada comments that in family life, actually husband and wife are meant for austerity. Actually every human being is meant for austerity. Nayam deho deha pajam loke kashtan kaman arte vidudamya. Lord Vishwadev instructed his sons, my dear sons, this human form of life is not meant for pursuing the kind of enjoyment available to the stool-eating hogs. The hogs are also interested in sense gratification. Maybe their senses are gratified by a different kind of food from what we like. But they're interested in eating and sleeping, in sex, in defense. So it doesn't matter. It may be of a different quality, but that's what they're dedicated to. So the Rishabhdev Maharaj tells his sons, the human life is not meant for dedication to that. Maybe you get a different food, they get a different food, but their enjoyment is the same as the enjoyment that a big aristocrat gets sitting at a feast at a dinner table. When the hog is getting fresh stool, he's just as happy. When the man is united with a beautiful woman, his happiness is the same as the hog that's united with the female hog. So when he's sleeping on the big bed in a skyscraper, the enjoyment he's getting is the same that the hog is getting after eating when he's sleeping in the muck. So Rishabhdev Maharaj says, this human life is not meant for that. Tapo divyam vijuka neem sattva yasmad shudhe kamasokyam kamasokyam. This human life is meant for undergoing austerity, voluntary inconvenience. Austerity means voluntary inconvenience. To give up something that we like may be inconvenient, or to accept something we don't like may be inconvenient. To get up early in the morning, to so many things. But by undergoing austerity according to Vedic direction, yasvat sudhyet, one becomes purified. One's existence becomes purified. Not by undergoing arbitrary austerity. In the Bhagavad Gita, the austerities of those who torture themselves, undergoing austerities not approved in Vedic literature, is condemned. Karshyantam shariras tam tam vidyasura nishtana. Krishna says they're demons. Hiranyakashipu, Vrikasura, undergoing severe austerity, but not according to the Vedic direction. So that kind of austerity won't help us. But to rise early in the morning, to worship the deity, chant Hare Krishna, follow four regulative principles, that will purify our existence. To take some trouble to distribute transcendental knowledge to others, crystal purifies. So one can perform such austerity on one's own in brahmachari life or sannyas life, or in householder life, husband and wife together can perform austerity. Householder life itself is an austerity. One has to go through so much trouble to maintain the household establishment. But apart from that, actually, it's so much trouble because people don't want to be austere. They want to be householders and enjoy like kings. And so they have to work like dogs. The more we want to enjoy, the more we have to suffer. Even to enjoy, people buy things, charging into their credit card at enormous interest, or borrowing from the bank so that they can buy things they don't have money for, so that they can increase their enjoyment. But then because they're in debt, they have to work still harder and suffer more. Or they have to get in trouble with the law and suffer in that way. Therefore, even from a practical point of view, it's better for the householders to keep their needs to a minimum. Not to fill up the house with furniture and so many things and gadgets and for enjoyment, but to live very simply. Live very simply. And for enjoyment, brahma-saukhyam-tumantam, to go to the source of unlimited enjoyment, Krishna. The enjoyment of sex is limited. The enjoyment of material things is limited. And with that limited enjoyment comes suffering that appears almost unlimited. But by undergoing little trouble for becoming Krishna conscious, brahma-saukhyam-tumantam, one gets spiritual happiness where there's no limit, anandam buddhi-vardhanam, the ocean of bliss that increases. So husband and wife can be happy as far as possible in this material world by working together for the service of Krishna and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare.
Tapasya, undergoing some austerity. All right, maybe I'll stop here and see what kind of questions.
I want to know something. Sometimes when you perform austerity for some time, sometimes after performing austerity for some time, then after some evil spirits want to protest you, why?
You perform austerity for some time and then some evil spirits want to?
Spirits want to protest you.
Want to?
They want to protect you.
They want to protect you? They want to possess you. Whether you perform austerities or don't perform austerities, the evil spirits may be wanting to attack us. It's not that they wait for you. There are so many people who don't perform austerities. They, just like the drunkards, they perform no austerities. But you can see, practically speaking, you can practically see that they're possessed. They speak all crazy things. You look in their eyes and they're crazy. Sometimes they're trembling this way, that way, or doing crazy things. They look haunted. They behave like they're haunted. Practically, they're haunted. And not because they perform austerity. On the contrary, because they abandon all self-control, they leave themselves open for possession by the ghosts. The ghosts are very interested in those who are addicted to intoxication, especially weak-minded. The mind becomes weak and the ghosts take advantage. And those who are in the mode of ignorance, those who are engaging in especially intoxication, they become haunted, possessed. Or those who undergo austerity, there are those who undergo austerity for the purpose of becoming possessed. They know, they think, if I do this thing, then the spirit will come to me and I'll get power. Right? Whatever it may be, by drinking blood or by doing something dark. The spirit will come to me and I'll get power from this spirit. So they undergo austerity, but they're practically inviting possession. They invite evil spirits to come as a kind of a business deal. I'll do something to satisfy you, and you give me power. You know, I'll let you take over my body. You give me power. Right? So in this way, they open the door to possession by performing unauthorized austerities for the purpose of increasing material sense gratification. And they become possessed. But those who chant Hare Krishna and follow the principles of devotional service, they become possessed by Krishna. They're also inviting, my dear Krishna, you please take possession of me. I'm your property, I belong to you. So come claim your property. They're also inviting possession. But they're being possessed by the Supreme Lord. And the others are being possessed by ghosts, demons. Even we see the people, they go to some demonic person and volunteer to serve him. I'll do anything for you. You know, because they want to join in that demonic force. Yaksharakshansi Rajasa. Precha. Okay. Those who are in the mode of passion worship the demons for getting power. So the devotees are worshipping Krishna, and therefore Krishna reciprocates. Alright. Yayatamam Prabhajante Tamasatayo Pajam. The more you approach me, the more I'll accept you. So we shouldn't perform unauthorized austerities, artificial austerities. This is enough austerity. Chant Hare Krishna 16 rounds a day. Follow the four regulative principles. Rise early in the morning, take bath. Be engaged in the regular program of devotional service. And be possessed by Krishna. And when we're possessed by Krishna, then nobody else can come and claim possession. Is that okay? Yes?
Maharaj, concerning the austerities and the, which Prabhupada have laid down for our advancement, for purification. Imagine if we follow this sadhana by looking at LA, coming to program, following the four related principles. Some other things also Prabhupada have mentioned that we should fast for the appearance and disappearance of the listening, and also the Kadasi fasting and all these things. And the devotees feel that, okay, because fasting is not all that important, let us do the other ones, leave the other ones. Is it also?
No, we should. Whatever is prescribed. Rupa Goswami says, Anukulyasya Sankalpa. We should accept what's favorable. And Niyamagra. We shouldn't be fanatics about the rules and regulations, but we shouldn't neglect the rules and regulations. So the which rules to follow are described in the Nectar of Devotion. So there are certain things that are favorable we should do. To fast on Ekadasi means at least no grains, no beans on Ekadasi. If one wants to fast more on Ekadasi, that's all right. But at least no grains, no beans. Then on the appearance day of the spiritual master, the Janmashtami, Gaur Purnima, there are various days where fasting is prescribed. And that we should accept. Unless there's someone is very sick or a child, they may not be expected to follow. But those of us who are capable should accept these things. That will be good for us.
Yes, Maharaj, at one time the Prabhupada said in the whole world only a devotee and a madman are happy.
It's in Bhagavatam, third canto. The Paramahansas and the fools are happy.
But Maharaj, the devotees, after quitting the body, they go back home because of the austerity. How about the mad people? The madman, when he quits the body.
Madman? He's happy because he's like a pig. The pig is very happy. You see the pig, he's living in garbage. And he's big and fat and has a big smile on his face. How can he be fat unless he's happy? How can he be smiling unless he's happy? But what is he happy about? That he's living in garbage and eating stool and having sex with his sister or his mother. So the madman is happy because he's mad. He's doing anything crazy and he thinks this is great. He's bewildered by Maya, Prakritim Mohini Shrita. So he's happy in illusion. He has illusory happiness, Maya Sukha. And the devotee has genuine happiness, Kamasa. Is that okay? Yes?
The question is that performing austerities in all the legal forms can lead to becoming spiritual.
Yes, if we perform austerity under the guidance of the scriptures and the bona fide spiritual master, we'll make spiritual progress.
Now, how do you know you have become very spiritual?
How do you know you become very spiritual? You become detached from material enjoyment. The more you become attracted to Krishna, and the less you become attracted by Maya, the more you can understand you're making progress. Yes?
My second question is, somebody will be Krishna conscious 24 hours a day. But if they're younger than a conscripta, can you attain Krishna?
Someone's Krishna conscious 24 hours a day.
Krishna conscious 24 hours a day. But if they're younger and a conscripta, can you attain Krishna?
What's the middle part of it?
He said it's a drunkard and a conscripta.
A drunkard and a
conscripta.
And a Fornicator. How, what kind of Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day? Do you have that in mind? You want to try that?
It's something I want to know.
Why? Do you want to try it out? Why do you want to know?
They say we are human beings. Sometimes we are out there may fall into that problem.
Then they're not. How is it Krishna conscious 24 hours a day? If I'm thinking, when is my next opportunity for sex? How is that Krishna conscious? It's like asking if I'm standing on a board which is shaky, but I'm steady, will I be okay? If you're standing on a board which is shaking, how will you be steady? Therefore, we have our principle, no gambling, no intoxication, no meat eating, no illicit sex. Then you'll be Krishna conscious 24 hours a day. Bhogai shari prasaktanam tayaparita chetasam. Vyavasayatnika bhuti samado navidhiyate. To become Krishna conscious requires determination. And Krishna says for the person who's simply attached to enjoying his senses, that determination doesn't develop. So we're not advised to try to do both. Either be a paramahansa or be a madman. Don't try to be both.
This question, I want to put it in a we have many people, especially in the culture, like the Rastafarians.
Mm-hmm.
The Rastafarians.
Rastafarians.
Yeah, they usually smoke this ganja to that day. From the aspect, they say it makes you
feel. Yeah, they're thinking that we're making a spiritual advancement by doing all of these things. But according to Bhagavad Gita, they're in the mode of ignorance. Even though there are people, they're making spiritual advancement as far as they're concerned by intoxication, by some dark form of sex, by some horrible austerities. They think this is spiritual life. But Bhagavad Gita says this is in the mode of ignorance. There are people who make a religion out of it, out of smoking ganja, out of having sex with this way or that way. They make it this is a religion. But in India also these things are sometimes, but that doesn't mean that this is actually religion. This is religion in the mode of ignorance. Adhogaj chanti tamas jagannam kunavrittasta adhogaj chanti tamas. By acting in the mode of ignorance, one goes down. Not that. Then maybe, then that's spiritual. I'm seeing something, I'm this, that. But it's in the mode of ignorance. Hiranyakashipu was performing austerities, and you could say it was religious. He was worshipping someone, or Brahma. But it was in the mode of ignorance. So he was ruined. Yes.
Maharaj, please.
If somebody is trained, a devotee is trained there, especially in the yajna class.
In Vedic culture, someone is trained to perform yajnas and all of that. But if he's drinking, and then he's degraded. Just like someone is trained to be a teacher. They go to teacher's college. They learn how to teach very nicely. But then they become an alcoholic. They become a drunkard. And he's in the bar, and he said, "Well, I'm a teacher, you know." What's the use of being a teacher? Teacher is a very respectable position. If someone is a teacher, that's he's looked up to. But he's in the bar and he's drinking like a fish. And he goes, "Oh, I'm a teacher." It has no meaning. So someone is a Brahmin, but Brahmin means shuchi, pure. Yajan, yajan. So then he does all of these things. But if he's addicted to drinking, smoking, woman hunting, then what is the meaning of being a Brahmin? Yes?
Please. Is it wrong for us to approach some of these deities by performing prayers to them?
Is it wrong to approach the deity with prayers? No. That's good.
No. For example, you said if you want monetary prosperity, you pray to them.
Yeah, then still you can approach Krishna. Krishna, actually, the intelligent person, Udadati, will approach Krishna. Whether he has material desires, no material desires, desires of liberation, he should approach Krishna. But one is advised, why approach Krishna for material? Just like Dhruva Maharaj, he approached Krishna to get a kingdom. So it was good, at least he approached Krishna. He was advised by his stepmother that if you want to get this kingdom, then God has to help you, that's all. So he went off to find God. So it was a material desire, but he, to satisfy that material desire, he approached Krishna. So then he was benefited to the point where he actually got the association of Krishna, Vishnu. But then he condemned himself that I was so foolish that I underwent so much trouble to meet the Lord, and my goal was just to get some insignificant kingdom. Well, I'm like a person who approaches a millionaire to ask for a palm full of rice. How stupid is that? If you're going to go to a millionaire, you should ask for at least a few $100,000. But I'm going to go to a millionaire and I'm going to beg for a handful of rice? So Dhruva Maharaj condemned himself. I was so foolish that I approached Krishna for that. For a small kingdom, or a big kingdom, but a kingdom, a perishable kingdom. But still, he was fortunate because he approached Krishna. If he'd approached some demigod or someone else, it would have been useless. But because he approached Krishna, even though he had material desires, he became perfect. but better to approach with no material desire. Yes?
Well, if a devotee is a businessman.
A devotee?
Is a businessman.
Yeah.
Is it good to have a date like Lakshmi or Durga in office with him?
Is he a businessman? Should he? Is it good for him to have Lakshmi or Durga and worship? No, it's not very good. Kama is saisar hita gana kapajante in devata. Krishna says those who've lost their intelligence worship the different demigods for material prosperity. Why go to the demigods? Krishna says, Manekam shunam, just come to me. The demigods are getting their power from Krishna. But why not approach Krishna directly? The demigods, Mayaiva Vihitan Vitan. Krishna says that actually you're worshipping a demigod, but the result is given by me. I'm in the heart of the demigod. I give permission. All right, give this rascal what he wants. So why not approach Krishna directly? Therefore, akama sarva kamo va moksha kamo gaviti ti vrena bhakti yogeta yajeta purusha. Intelligent person, whether he's free from desires, full of desires, worships Krishna. Doesn't divert his attention to Lakshmi or Durga. Durga means mind, that's all. Goddess of the illusory energy. No benefit. The benefit will also be illusory.
Maybe the person feels within himself that he's not...
I can't hear you.
I'm saying, what maybe if the person feels within himself that he is too fallen, that he cannot uproot Krishna...
And then he's a fool.
He has to pass to
And generally they're not feeling I'm too fallen to approach Krishna. They're just thinking, I'll get a better deal over here. Maybe they're thinking, Krishna may take everything away from me. But better, I'll worship Durga. She'll give me what I want. But if he's intelligent, he'll approach Krishna. Anything else? Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.